Right now it is time to bring in Brian Ross. It's time for Real News with Brian Ross. We get together with Brian on a Thursday morning, and we take a look at the news stories that are going on. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you, Marshall.
Well, we certainly sit on an interesting day today and an interesting week. There's so many different angles that we can go off on. The first one I want to go off on, though, I want to get your opinion on this. I think this is a real big deal, the infrastructure deal, even though it's not the full amount that the president wanted. You've got enough Republicans that have come to the table, and it looks like this infrastructure deal is got, I'll say now, a probably 80% deal of getting done.
It looks pretty good. There are some hitches, of course, from the progressive side of the Democratic Party that have indicated they won't vote for it in the House unless they get assurances that the larger sort of human infrastructure bill is also going to be passed.
Well, you know what? I'm a progressive, and I tell my other progressives to say the same thing. Just remember the theory, half a loaf is better than no loaf. And let's move on and then get this thing passed and then go on to your next thing, and then use your progressive power to get the next thing done. Yeah, come on.
That's certainly the White House strategy. They're trying to sort of downplay the drama and just move forward step by step. You know, it's been quite the process, but at the moment it looks like a huge victory for the Biden White House. And his theory that there was a possibility of a bipartisan agreement on at least some of it. So it's a first step, but you know, the White House is cheering this morning over what happened last night.
It is. You know, everything nowadays is complicated. But now we will go to the 10,000-pound gorilla in the room, and that is what is going on in Washington, D.C., and that is the look into what happened on January 6th. As days go by, this is such a huge political gamble, I do believe, for the Republican Party that just want to get by this without acknowledging what happened with the president. And I just think it's a gamble. Yeah, could the gamble pay off for them in the midterms? Yeah, I guess so. But could it also backfire in the midterms and increase turnout on the other side? I think that's equally as possible.
Well, you know, they start by trying to mock or demean these law enforcement officers. That's inconsistent with the Republican positions in the past. You know, but that's been going on, and you watch the take on Fox News, which is, of course, the become the voice of the Republican right, where Laura Ingraham was mocking the officers who testified, and her own brother came forward overnight to say that she's a hypocrite. I don't think it's going to work for them to go after the police officers. They're right that the events there, as they come out, will shame the Republican Party, but they might as well take it because it's going to come out.
And the one claim that has any credibility at all that they try to bring up is that people should have known about it in advance. They say Nancy Pelosi, but no, Nancy Pelosi would be informed by the security forces that protect Washington D.C. and the Capitol. And there were a whole bunch of other people that are in line before Nancy Pelosi that just didn't get their job right, done the correct way.
But I do think that is a very legitimate question, just as the question was asked after 9/11. Yes, we know who did it, but what were the warnings? What was ignored? Did they connect the dots? Same thing, I think, can be asked in advance of January 6th. You know, did the FBI have information? Was it poo-pooed for some reason? Was it ignored by the Democratic leadership? I mean, that is a very legitimate question, and they shouldn't try to duck that.
That's exactly right, and the Republicans shouldn't include that in their other statements, which are just plain ridiculous, because it is a legitimate question. So it'll be very interesting to see what develops over the next month and a half.
As you look back, can you imagine that you now have a situation with leading Republicans mocking police officers in uniform for what they went through? That just it's stunning, and to your point, I don't think it works even on a narrow political calculation.
All right. Well, with that being said, let's move on to the 800-pound gorilla, and that is the COVID variant, which once again is a bad thing. It's bringing back but it's affecting the more than anything else, the unvaccinated population in this country. I think people have to look at that, that there's going to be a lot of people that get this. There are going to be people that die, but right now the hospitalization and the death rates are much lower. It's not like the other times when cases of COVID spiked, where also hospital admissions and deaths spiked. This is basically going to be now a pandemic that is going to affect those that aren't protected.
Right, and what you're seeing, I think, for the first time, is real anger by people who got their vaccinations against those who didn't and who are putting the rest of the country at risk. They cite a variety of reasons, but the vaccination pace started to pick up this week, which I think is a very good thing. But the anger by the vaccinated against the unvaccinated is real, especially now that some companies are saying you've got to wear a mask inside, and if you've been vaccinated, do I have to wear a mask? And more companies now essentially mandating that employees have to wear a mask if they're not vaccinated and can't travel, and some companies even requiring vaccinations, which is a step the government hasn't taken. And we'll see later today, President Biden will announce that for the 2 million-plus civilian employees, they need to either be vaccinated or go through regular testing.
It's, once again, I was mentioning this on the air yesterday, America has become a country of black and white. It's either this way or that way. There no longer is any grays or anything like that. And until that changes, things are just going to be stymied in this country.
I know, but from your point of view, there are certain requirements still in our little hometown where you have to wear masks inside the pharmacy and the grocery store. That all makes sense. But when the employers are going to start to say you've got to wear a mask, I think that's going to trigger a big change. I think that's going to knock out a lot of this resistance, and actually more than resistance, defiance in some cases.
Yeah, when school opens up, it's going to be interesting to see how Americans once again to the fact that not only students, but anybody who's in a school setting, whether it's a janitor, whether it's a teacher, whether it's an administrator, whoever is in that school setting is going to have to mask up.
I think that's absolutely essential, really. And for people who work now, and there's no vaccination for children, if you have children, do you want to go into a workplace where you might pick up the variant and bring it home to your kids who aren't vaccinated? So for a lot of people, this really matters a lot. And what's going to happen the next month or two as schools get ready to gear up for the fall semester, and closely watch. But I do pick up, and I'm seeing it and hearing it, this anger at the unvaccinated. I mean, no more coddling, I think, is what we're really hearing.
All right, Brian, it's always great to check with you on a Thursday morning. Have a great week, and we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, and next week, by the way, just next Saturday, we'll be breaking ground on the new library edition. Very exciting times coming.
That's a week from this Saturday.
That's right, Saturday morning. We'll be there. I hope you'll be coming, Marshall.
You know what? I've got my knee brace on here today. We're full recovery mode now, so hopefully I'll be able to get over there.
That's great. I'm glad to hear you're doing better.
All right. Take care, Brian.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Real News with Brian Ross here on Robinhood Radio. You can find him at robinhoodradio.com. Click on Demand. Click on Real News with Brian Ross.